Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show. And, you know, I got a question for y'all. You know, fear is like rampant, but my question to you is, are you ready to transform fear into a source of power? You know, that we're surrounded by a lot of stuff right now, interesting times in humanity's evolution, and we're going to talk about transmuting fear into fuel today on our show. And when we look at fear, sometimes we have all these visceral responses to it, like, oh my God, it's just like, I want to freeze. I want to, flee. It's like fight or flight, because it's like we feel like we're triggered by something and we have to control it to keep it at bay, to keep ourselves safe. And I'm hoping after our episode today that I might enlighten you into giving you some other possibilities, what fear really can do for us. Our natural tendency is to, run and flee from it, or, like I was saying, trying to keep it at bay. But what if fear is really trying to teach you? You know, and when we look at it from that ponderance of, maybe there's something more here. And, what if fear really wasn't your enemy, but your guide? You know, those are two questions that I'm going to kind of throw out there for you. And let's just talk about fear in general. Fear is pure energy. It's a survival mechanism that could be repurposed as fuel for growth. Sometimes when we are in a fear state, it causes us to go into paralysis and it makes us freeze. And we try to not go down what I call the rabbit hole of what could happen and the worst possible thing, because sometimes we focus so much attention on that, that none of that ever comes into being, and yet we waste a lot of that energy. It's pure energy. It's raw energy, if you want to call it that as well, especially when we haven't really tamed it and allow it to play nicely in our sandbox with us. Okay. When we're in fear, our physical body responds to the stimulus of fear as danger. You know, our heart races, we take shallow breaths. But from a spiritual perspective, fear often arises when our frequency expands beyond comfort. Okay, so just imagine our frequency is expanding and we're out of our comfort zone. So yes, fear can be a trigger. It could challenge us to look at our limiting beliefs or outdated identities that no longer align with who we are becoming. Because we're all energetic beings, and we talk a lot about energy on my show, the Dr. Dolores Show. And everything is energy. Yet we are expanding and growing. We are changing our frequency and elevating our frequency. And it doesn't mean that we are moving faster. In essence, what it really means is that we are coming more home to ourselves. We're getting more grounded into our physical bodies. And what that means, I could translate it at this, is sometimes less is more. It's like we are coming to ground zero, And we feel like we're more expanded. We're fully present right here in the moment, but we're also expanded, and we are, our energy field is at the peripheries. We could feel a lot more. So, and things have a tendency sometimes to slow down, but also come to our ground zero within ourselves, especially when everything around us is whirling dervishes, little tornadoes, and a lot of hyped up energy that is scrambling, trying to, I call it hit the wall and stick, but it's not. It's like everything's flying around and hopefully something will stick. That's not what it's all about right now. So it's really about having that essence within yourself and being able to stand in your power, especially when fear is circling around you. It's about being able to grasp clarity and empowerment by being fully present in your body. So I'm just going to encourage you to, whenever you're in experiencing fear, and maybe you wake up in the morning and you just have this fear, you're just feeling this fear, just okay, it's uncomfortable. I'm going to invite you to just be with that and just, feel what it feels like, be with it. It's and acknowledge that it's uncomfortable. Acknowledge that you really want to run and hide and keep it at bay, but I'm going to allow, invite you to just allow yourself to lean into that and just feel what message it may have for you, as as you're moving forward. And it might be a little different than you think. What you may want to ask it too is that if this fear could speak, what would it say it's trying to protect you from? And what deeper truth is it guiding you towards? Maybe you're going to find something out about yourself. So I'm going to ask you this too. What happens when we stop fighting fear and start listening to it? When we start listening to it, we're just allowing it to be as it is. When we are resisting it, okay, we're trying to fight it, keep it at bay, control it, put a cap on it, maybe put it on a shelf and not deal with it. Remember, this fear is energy. And if we're in resistance to experiencing it, we're adding more to that fear. Okay, it's like that saying, what you resist persists. So you're trying to control it and keep it at bay. And boy, I'll tell you, that could be really tiring. It's as if when you are trying to control something, there's a lot of energy that gets expedited from you to keep things at bay. And over time, what happens is that you get tired, you get drained because your energy is being pushed in so many directions to control things. I'm just going to challenge you all. What if you just allowed it to be part of what it is and befriend it instead of making it something, oh, I just got to keep that at bay. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to think about it. La, 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 can't hear you. I'm going to invite you to just embrace that and just be with it and see what it has to say. It's about us listening to those subtleties that are there. The law of transmutation is that you have to remember everything is energy. So energy cannot be destroyed, only transformed. Okay. So when we are trying to control it, we are still feeding it a lot of energy, and what you ignore or resist persists, and it continues to grow. Case in point, I just remember growing up in our household, we were in a household where we weren't allowed to feel. And of course, I am a very highly sensitive person. And you say that to a highly sensitive person, and like my mother would say, well, ignore it, it'll go away. I would, as a young person, you listen to your parents, I would try to ignore it, and it wasn't going away for me. It was actually growing bigger. So I used to say that to my mother, when I ignore it, it grows bigger. So I feel as a youngster, maybe 50 plus years ago, that was quite insightful, that it wasn't growing smaller, it was actually growing larger. And of course, I didn't know what energy was back then as I do today, but I found that very interesting that I was able to experience that. So when we acknowledge fear compassionately, it starts to shift. And when we're able to have the insight, strength, and clarity that it offers, this is where you really step into your power. So, an easy, practical way to, check in with yourself, especially if you're in fear, is, how's your breathing? Because when we're in fear, we actually shallow breathe. Did you know that? So just pay attention to how you're breathing, especially if you're, in fear about something. We shallow breathe, and when we're able to take a deep breath within ourselves, we're bringing air into our physical body, and we're able to better regulate our nervous system. Because remember, everything is interconnected in our physical body, not only our physical body, but our energetic bodies as well. It's like grounding and regulating ourselves so that we can function in our world. Also, body scanning. Notice where fear resides in your body. So, a classic example too is like sometimes, you have a fear and then you get this knot in the pit of your stomach, solar plexus area. And it's just like, oh my God. So, I could feel that there. So, just notice what it feels like. For me, if I go into fear sometimes, I get that knot in my stomach, and I could just feel that resistance and that constriction of energy. So, pay attention to your body and where you're feeling the fear, but also what it's doing to your body. Because sometimes in our body, when people are fearful, their energy field constricts and gets closer to them, where their head energy is really expanded because they're in their head trying to figure it out. And there's a disconnect from the head and the body. So you want to move that energy from the head by taking a deep breath into your physical body so you could ground yourself and expand it. And just naming that emotion, like, saying, I feel fear, rather than I'm afraid, is different as well. Sometimes just naming that emotion is enough to allow you to dissipate it enough where you could be with it and learn how to befriend it so it plays nicely with you in your sandbox. When we share how awareness, just the awareness part of it. This allows our body to really come into balance. It allows your body to integrate better with who you are and align with all the other aspects of your body, mind, and spirit. So we're getting ready to go on our first break, and if you're really enjoying the show, I just invite you to, give us a like on your favorite listening platforms, and share the topic if it resonates with you, and make sure you like, subscribe, and share the show with others who are ready to awaken their potential. And you could catch all the episodes on Inspired Choices Network or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Together, let's expand awareness and raise vibration and create a life aligned with your soul's truth. So stay tuned, and when we come back, we'll take another deep dive into more about transmuting fear into fuel. Stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, your host, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about transmuting fear into fuel today on our show. And we were talking about, before we went on break, about the importance of really looking at fear as an opportunity for growth and a deeper dive within ourselves and learning how to make fear more friendly within ourselves and embracing that so we don't ignore it or put it on the shelf for later, because we want to allow that energy of fear to be integrated within ourselves so it moves us forward and into a real good direction. Okay, it's like gaining the momentum and the energy from that emotion. So, you know, I got another question for you. How can fear become your source of courage and action? You know, sometimes people wonder, it's just like, how do we, you know, how am I able to work with this? And I'm going to share a process with you. It's called the transmutation process. And I'm hoping to really divide it up into four small steps for you so you could really utilize this and use it for yourself as well. You know, first of all is recognize the fear. Okay, sometimes when you're able, you have this sensation, you're feeling like you're going into react mode because you feel like you have to control it to keep it at bay. Just recognize, okay, I am afraid. I'm feeling afraid right now. Okay, good. You recognized it. Now breathe into being afraid. whatever that fear might be. Maybe you're afraid that, you know, you're going to lose your job. Okay. So just breathe into that fear. Okay. And if there's resistance there, just allow yourself to just take deep breaths, because that resistance is in your body. And we really, when you're in resistance, you shallow breathe. You don't take deep cleansing breaths, because you pop out of your body into your head trying to, you know, figure out how you're going to work with this and control it. And, you know, I'm going to say, there's nothing to figure out. This is about breathing into what is right now and just feeling where it is in your physical body without allowing resistance. And how you really focus on not being in resistance is just take deep breaths and just allow that to completely fill up your body and just breathe it out. And maybe do that 3 or 4 times. Okay. And once you feel like you're fully present in the in your body and you're with that fear, 3, visualize transforming that dense energy into radiant light. That heaviness that you're feeling in your body, just imagine that it's transforming or moving into radiant light, like bright, bright light, just shining a beam on that. Okay. And once you do that, just redirect the energy that you're feeling into inspired action. So recognize what that fear is, label it, and then just breathe into it with no resistance. Okay. When we breathe deeply, we allow that resistance to dissipate. Okay. And that might be a challenge for people. And then visualize transforming that dense, heavy energy into radiant light. You could use the Christ Force Consciousness light. You could use any type of light that you're comfortable with. Some people use the violet flame to transmute it, but you're creating it into radiant light. And then redirect that radiant light towards your inspired action. It's almost like getting turbocharged afterburners to propel you into the direction that you need to go. Okay. So that is a simplified version of it. And we're going to kind of take you through the process in our guided meditation in our third segment of our episode. But, you know, I think it's important to look at this, especially when you're speaking your truth and making a life transition and embracing a new opportunity, because those are all things that can trigger fear. And sometimes we go into what I call analysis paralysis. And that's the last thing we want to do, is like, you know, just get entrenched in it and not move forward and get stuck in it. That's, you want to be able to, okay, recognize I'm in fear right now. Okay. And this is what I want to do. I want to take that fear and embrace it and have it play nicely with me in my sandbox so we could work together to go where I want to go in the future. Okay. So the other thing I want to also recognize for people too is sometimes when we are in fear, it usually occurs right before a huge breakthrough. It's our body's reaction to expansion. Okay, so see where in your life fear is cropping up, and maybe it's getting ready to catapult you to your next experience that you're not privy to, but you know that it's there. Okay. So using fear as a catalyst for spiritual expansion. And this kind of just segues and piggybacks on what we've been talking about. Another question for you is that could your deepest fears be pointing you to your greatest spiritual growth? You know, that's a huge possibility. Fear and awakening, like we had mentioned, go hand in hand. The more light your body takes in, the more your old patterns resist. Okay? And the goal isn't to eliminate fear, but to integrate it as part of your evolving consciousness. Every time you face fear consciously, your frequency rises. And what that means, you get more grounded into your body. So I invite you to honor fear as part of your human journey, not a flaw in your spiritual path. Okay? You know, and I just want to ask, you know, pose this question to you too. What would your life look like if you no longer saw fear as an obstacle, but a sacred guidance? That's powerful. That's just so powerful within itself, and it's embracing what is what we label as fear as maybe expansion. So, you know, let's talk about living fearlessly. How do you keep transforming fear in everyday life? And, you know, maybe how can we consciously transform fear into courage and action instead of letting it control us? These are really two really deep-seated questions to ponder. I feel what's important is, you know, establishing a daily practice to really, you know, ground presence. Awareness, I believe, is the alchemy. When you are aware that this is happening, this is where you're able to step into your power and choose what you'd like to do. Yes, you can by all means go into react and try to control it and keep it at bay, yet you could also make a more conscious choice and be in awareness or observation of, oh gosh, I'm really fearful. What's really going on? Oh gosh, my body's feeling really tight. When you have the awareness, this is where you could step into your power and to make a different decision. So, you know, this might even just start with you just taking a deep breath before you react to fear. And maybe replace, but what if I fail with, what if I fly? And do what you can to sit with what you're experiencing. My go-to place sometimes is just to go to the meditation gardens that are in my town, and it's just a beautiful, nurturing, grounding haven. And I just sit there and just breathe in the air, and it's just enough to allow me to get more fully present and grounded in my body. So I invite you, when fear arises, ask, what would love do in this moment? What would love do? Because I think sometimes we forget. And just remember to celebrate any progress that you make, okay? Because we need to celebrate the milestones. And courage grows every time you choose awareness over avoidance. So if you're ready to explore tools for transformation like this daily, join our I'm Awake Now What weekly conscious business hours, a supportive space where you can work through fear, clarity, and empowerment with guidance and community. And just go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and look for the tab that says I'm Awake Now What, and go check us out, because I think you'll really enjoy being part of a community with support, nurturing, and healing and tools. And we're getting ready to go on our next break on the Dolores, on the Dr. Dolores show, the Dolores show. And when we come back, we're going to go into a delicious guided meditation to give you an experiential process and experience. So stay tuned, and we'll see you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And if you're feeling inspired by today's episode, there's more waiting for you. Sign up for my newsletter at DrDoloresFazzino.com and receive exclusive guided meditations, healing tools, and insights to help you stay grounded, conscious, and empowered. You'll also get early access to new episodes, live events, and our monthly conscious business hours, part of the I'm Awake, Now What community. It's your space to heal, grow, and thrive one conscious step at a time. So, as promised, we're going to put all of what we've learned today on our show in talking about transmuting fear into fuel into an experiential process, a guided meditation. And I really love doing these guided meditations for my audience because I feel that it gives you a taste of what we were talking about and putting it into practice. And, you know, I also feel too that when you have you learn a lot of didactic content or you're getting a lot of information, it's always good to ground it into an experience so you can make it your own. So with that being said, I'm just going to invite you to find a nice, comfortable place where you won't be interrupted for the next 6 to 7 minutes. You could either lie down or sit, whatever you're comfortable doing. And I'm just going to invite you to take a deep, slow breath in through your nose And exhale gently through your mouth. Again, inhale peace. And exhale tension. And allow your breath to anchor you in this moment. And now imagine roots extending from the soles of your feet, traveling deep into the nurturing earth below. These roots reach through layers of soil, rock, and crystal, connecting you to the heart of the earth. Feel her steady rhythm, her heartbeat syncing with yours. You are grounded, supported, and safe. As you inhale, feel the earth's strength rising up through your roots, filling your body with stability and calm. With every exhale, release all that feels heavy, stress, uncertainty, or resistance, and release it into the earth to be lovingly transmuted. Now, gently bring to mind a fear that's been living within you. Maybe it's a worry, a self-doubt, or a challenge that feels uncertain. No need to force it, simply allow it to arise. Notice where you feel it in your body. Perhaps it lives in your chest, your stomach, your throat, or some other place. Wherever it is, breathe softly into that space. And whisper to yourself, I see you. I honor you. You are not my enemy. You are my messenger. Allow yourself to feel compassion for the part of you that's afraid. It has always been there trying to protect you. Now, let it know you're ready to work with it, not against it. So visualize this fear as a dark mist or cloud swirling gently in your body. It may have a color, texture, or movement. Just simply notice it without judgment. Now, Imagine a radiant golden light, the energy of courage, divine strength, and clarity flowing down from above. With each inhale, draw this golden light into your being. With each exhale, allow the light to meet the fear, transforming it into warmth, illumination, and energy. See the dark mist begin to shimmer, shift, and turn into pure light. It fills your entire being, moving through your heart, your mind, and your energy field. You are no longer holding fear. You are transmuting it to empowerment. With each breath, this light grows brighter, expanding outward beyond your body, creating a radiant aura of confidence, courage, and peace. Now imagine yourself standing before a moment or opportunity that once filled you with fear. And see yourself taking the first step, strong, poised, and confident. You move forward with grace and clarity. And you speak your truth with compassion and strength. You radiate certainty, knowing that fear is now your ally, guiding your evolution. And just feel this powerful energy flowing through you, electric, alive, and full of purpose. You are not running from fear. You are fueled by it. And just allow this realization to integrate deeply into your cells. Every time I meet fear with love and awareness, I expand my light. And just be with that for a moment longer. And just feel that. Every time I meet fear with love and awareness, I expand my light. And take a final deep breath in, breathing in courage, empowerment, and love. And exhale, releasing all remaining resistance. And gently place a hand over your heart. Feel its rhythm, the pulse of light, strength, and infinite wisdom within you. And just whisper softly to yourself, I am fearless in my growth. I am empowered by my light. I am aligned with my highest self. And when you are ready, begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Open your eyes slowly and carry this newfound energy of courage and transformation with you. Know that fear has become your fuel, your sacred ignition towards greatness. Well, welcome back, everybody. And we're going to go on to our final break of our show. And you've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we've been talking about transmuting fear into fuel. And when we come back, we'll just wrap it up for our episode. So see you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. We've been talking about transmuting fear into fuel today on the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that meditation and got to really feel what it feels like to have the fuel transmuted fear into fuel as you're moving forward. And I just have something to share with you. If you're ready to go deeper, I offer one-on-one private sessions designed to help you bridge the gap between your spiritual awareness and physical reality. Whether you're navigating fear, emotional healing, or major life transitions, together we can uncover what your soul is really asking for. So visit my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, to schedule your private session and begin transforming fear, resistance, and uncertainty into clarity, peace, and empowerment. It's time to return home to yourself. So today on our show, we've been talking about transmuting fear into fuel. And, you know, fear is really a compass, not a cage, okay? So every time you feel fear, it points to where your soul is ready to expand. And just remember that. I invite you to take that on as your new possibility. The bigger the fear, the greater the potential for growth, okay? And like I was saying, usually when we are at our wall of fear, it's when we're getting ready to make a big transformation. So pay attention to that. And so the other thing is resistance amplifies fear. Awareness dissolves it. So when we resist something, we get stuck And what we resist persists. I got to say that right because it's a true, it grows. So when we face fear with curiosity instead of judgment, we release its grip and convert it into energy that propels us forward. Okay. Go back to the meditation that we had in our third segment, and you'll get to be able to taste that and experience for yourself. Another important takeaway is fear is a portal, not a punishment. Okay. The moment of discomfort, hesitation, or anxiety is often the doorway to the next breakthrough. Are you going to stay in that self-imposed prison, or are you going to walk through that doorway, that open door that's there to get you out of your imprisonment? Step through consciously and you meet courage on the other side. And also another takeaway is transformation is a practice, not a perfect outcome. We are all works in progress, okay? Yes, we are going to feel like we've made mistakes, but have we really? We're just expanding our awareness and also expanding our possibilities. I invite you to do small daily rituals. It could be as simple as learning how to take a deep breath when you feel like you're shallow breathing, or reflecting on a situation, or just even going for a walk. You're learning how to retrain your nervous system to respond differently to fear by empowering it instead of going into paralysis. And, you know, allow your vulnerability to be your superpower by openly acknowledging fear and leaning into it. You model courage, authenticity, and inspiration for others. And sharing your journey encourages others to do the same. We all learn by from one another. Your fear fuels your highest potential. When fear is consciously transmuted, it becomes a fuel source for clarity, creativity, courage, and aligned action, a secret ally in your spiritual and personal growth. And when we are empowering, empowerment is contagious. When you choose to meet fear with awareness and courage, you not only transform your own life, you ripple that energy out to everyone around you. So just remember, fear is universal, but your response to it is what defines your experience. Remember, fear is not here to stop you. It's here to guide you, to point you towards your next level, your next breakthrough, your next awakening. Every time you face your fear consciously, every time you choose courage over resistance, you reclaim your power and model a path for others to do the same. So I invite you to step into fear, transform it, and let it fuel your life where you're meant to live. And if today's conversation inspired you, share it with somebody who is ready to awaken in their highest potential, because transformation spreads one heart at a time. So that was a lot to bite off today. So just remember, fear is universal, but our response to it defines us. When you stop resisting and start transforming, your fear becomes a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. And remember, do not fear the shadows, for they are simply the places where your light is waiting to shine. So stay tuned for next week's adventure, and thank you for listening. And remember, you are worth it. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, Remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.